I'm familiar with Trevor Aronson's work, and I think he's done at the national level, you know, a really thorough analysis of a lot of these cases. And yeah, if you drill down to particular cases, you will see that typically they involve an individual who is identified often by a confidential source or a random tip to the FBI as having expressed some sort of, idea about, oh, I want to go overseas and join this group and fight with them, or I want to use a bomb and commit some kind of act of violence, or I want to obtain firearms, or I have firearms. Once they make that statement that indicates some sort of plan toward violence, regardless of how credible it is, the FBI's position is, oh, well, we have to follow this and see where it leads. And so then, yeah, then you see the use of confidential informants, paid informants. In one of the cases I looked at, the FBI was paying the individual's employer, who's a plumbing contractor,
right,
to just routinely inform the FBI about, you know, this individual's statements on the work site. Paid informants is a big thing. And then, yeah, I mean, if the FBI pulls the trigger on a case and decides they're going to, you know, take it all the way, then you get to the point where you have multiple undercover agents posing as terrorists, helping an individual devise a plan, and then literally providing, like, most of the materials. I can't speak, you know, as Aronson has done, I can't speak to, like, the total number of cases nationally and patterns that I've seen in them, but in the Bay Area, it's definitely the case that the limited number of terrorism prosecutions in the last 10 years or so, these were not individuals who had some pre-existing link or connection to an overseas foreign terrorist organization. They weren't sophisticated criminals. They didn't already exist in some kind of, you know, terror cell like we saw with 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
These were like random guys. Most of them were, pretty much all of them were, mentally ill or extremely depressed. They made some offhand statements about wanting to do violence, and that's what set them on that track. So yeah, there's that is definitely the pattern you see in these investigations and prosecutions.